let them join there, try to do that. The Mahabharata, Mahaprabhu came here for, that is the best necessity of everyone. So, any engagement for any other purpose than to preach the doctrine of Mahaprabhu, that is not only waste of energy, but that is the loss of the whole population. The fittest thing that is necessary for all time to come and for everyone, that is Krishna consciousness, Krishna connection, to try to give connection with Krishna, everybody, whoever you come across, try to connect him with Krishna. This is the highest benefit of everyone. And without that, whatever engagement we shall get, that will be not only loss of energy, but disservice to the people, to draw their attention to some bogus end of life. That is bad. That is injurious. Only giving connection with Krishna, the infinite lover, the beloved, absolute. Connect with the beloved absolute. Bhavananda Maharaj is living here in Mayapur or God?
Bhavananda is in Mayapur, no? Bhavananda Maharaj. Yeah, last we heard, yes, he's in Mayapur.
He had his birth celebration. Yeah, and then he has left. They do not know.
No, he says he's still there. He's still there.
Yes.
And he thinks so, he doesn't know.
And Tamakrishna Maharaj has also come. There may be a meeting.
Possibly.
Jai Pataka Maharaj, where is he? Does he know? Jai Pataka?
No.
They do not know anything.
He thinks that he's in Peru. In Peru.
Peru?
Yes.
Who's in Mayapur? Which sannyasis are in Mayapur?
Peru, where in South America?
I don't know.
Yes, Peru in South America.
In South America. You have a temple there?
Peru.
Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari.
Maharaj?
Huh?
This Italian gentleman, his name is Bhakti Avatari.
Who?
From this Italian gentleman.
Avatar. Huh? Italian.
Yeah, his name is Bhakti Avatari.
Avatar.
Not Avatari? Avatar. Okay, Bhakti Avatar. Hey, he's given some donation, some pranami. He's given some donation. It's your pranami.
Rupee or?
Rupee.
How much? 300.
Maharaj, everyone should go take breakfast.
Huh?
Everyone can go take breakfast. Jal khabar.
And the bath to you.
Narayan Maharaj.
Ditch. সকল ছাড়িয়া ভাই শ্রদ্ধা দেবীর গুণ গাই, যার কৃপা কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারে। গ্রিভিং আপ এভরিথিং, লেট আস সিং ইন প্রেজ অফ শ্রদ্ধা দেবী রিপিট শ্রদ্ধা ফিট হুজ গ্রেস can take us to Krishna. The Shraddha, faith, is the finest thing, and it is also something tangible, not imagination. It is reality, it is concrete. We have to realize that faith is not only an abstract thing, only individual consciousness. No, it is universal. It is the most fundamental that can connect with very, very fine, very finest faith. Just as electricity can give connection with a thing far, far away. We cannot deny, though it is very subtle and not known to anyone and everyone, but we can't deny its existence. It has got some tangible position. So faith is more abstract, which can give us connection and also alan pralan, that is giving and taking. It is tangible thing, but very, very subtle, not approachable by anyone and everyone. It has got its real position, and anywhere it may work, but well, we must have its peculiar position and contact. We cannot give false statement that we have God. Other gorgeous and grand things may not be any proof to its existence. So there may be much show, but everything may be false. Very false. So we shall be very much careful to maintain our connection with faith. Sincerity is, of course, the main thing to have its connection. Sincere, honest desire, love, no price, however valuable, in consideration in this world. But love, lulam eva, only our honest desire for it. That is qualification, like we want it. None can purchase the absolute. No price is possible to purchase him. So the most common thing, what is necessary, your sincere desire, arms for it. In sincerity, you can't make any trade with him. He is clever enough not to become an object of trade for anybody. So, sincere desire for him, and that ultimately comes to this conception, to desire for him and to serve him, it will come to this effect. We want him sincerely. through affection. We love him, so we desire him. And to love means to sacrifice for the thing of love. Love means such. If we want such a thing for which we want to sacrifice. Jiva Goswami Prabhu has given definition of Bhagavan. Bhagavan, bhajaniya guna vishishta. He has got such qualification that anybody and everybody who comes in his contact, they want to serve him, to sacrifice him for his satisfaction. That is faith. Faith in development means that, equates to that, that I want to sacrifice. He is so noble. He is so noble that we think that if we die to satisfy him, our object will be fulfilled. So much sacrificing spirit for him. His noble quality is such, draws everything towards him. Die to live. So faith is such, in the ocean of faith we are. And tangible thing are the devotees. One with the help of another. Just as in a distant way, if we have some companion, then we are very much relieved. A group, if we are going to a far away place, if we get some association group, it is very easy for us to go. So in this ocean, if we get some devotees like us, very helpful, very tangible. So much so that our Guru Maharaj, on Vyasa Puja occasion in his address, he mentioned about his disciples, "Oh, you my friends that can give me relief from danger." Vipadu Dharan Bandhiga, the deliverer of danger you are to me. In the ocean of faith, it is very difficult to make journey alone. So you have come to help me in my dangerous, ambitious journey. He is addressing his disciples in this way. You have come to help me in my dangerous journey in the infinite. In the infinite, you have come and you are engaging me in talking about him. You have given some occupation to me, some engagement you have given to me. Otherwise, alone move and live in the infinite, it is very difficult and troublesome and dangerous. So you have all come to hear something, and we are in a transaction and talking about him. It has been very, position has been very safe and easy to make journey so far towards Vaikuntha. Vipadudharan Bandhugam. So we must be conscious of our real position when we are searching for him, searching for Krishna. It is not easy and also very easy. Very easy and not very easy. Both simultaneous. So faith is the only capital by using which we can make our journey towards that infinite. No beginning, no end, bhakti, ahaituki, apatihata. devotion. No beginning, it is there already. Before me, before I come in contact with it, to know it, it is there, it was there. It was there, it is there, it will be there. Rahayitukhi and apparihata, none can resist it. Irresistible. That is, that bhakti, that faith, a part of the eternal substance. It is the very nature of eternity. None can oppose it. Only we have to make contact with that. We have to associate. And the wave will carry me towards the goal, towards the goal. And if we get so many devotees along with me, the journey is very easy and a pleasant journey. To go alone, that is very difficult. So, when we get faith in the devotees, in the progress of our contact with faith, when we come to take advantage of the devotees, we have got faith in the devotees, then we are more safe and our progress is also tangible. It becomes, comes to reality. From abstract position, from vague position of faith, when we faith is deeper within us, then we can understand so many persons who are of equal trait, of equal object of life, and then the journey becomes easier. And it is tangible, it is something. It comes into measurement also. Something tangible thing we come in contact with when we have got faith in the devotees and we got really some devotees. So devotees, the position of the devotee is very important in our journey, especially in the middle stage. In the primary stage, not so much importance given to the devotee. They only, with some vague conception in the scripture and with the help of previous sukriti, they begin the journey. But gradually when they find that to make journey in the infinite, that is not an easy thing. We thought with little progress we shall get the desired end. That it is not so. When we find that we come to realize the real position of what is devotion proper, what is God, He is universal, He is endless, He is the ultimate goal. Then, if we get gradually disappointed, but if we have some help from the devotees, persons of same object, object and the way, the destination may be very far away, but we get much relief by the company and the devotee. That is the real journey, really is in the second stage, more important. Then, when we, in the primary stage, we are not, it is not exclusive Yeah, we are not very exclusive in our object, so not much trouble. But we enter into the exclusive journey, no other object but to engage all our whole energy towards the progress in our path so high, so elevated. The real trouble comes there. And when we get some touch in Mahabhagavat stage, that is also becomes easier. But the middle portion of the journey, that is difficult. And there the devotees, they be very important to save us. And that is the tangible period of acquisition and the trouble also, all trouble for realization is finished with this middle stage. Going, making, falling, living, disappearing, all these things. When we enter into war, the first stage, with much hope, we begin the thing, we are very satisfied, not much trouble. But when fighting begins, the real count there. And then when we conquer to the finish, then we again become very much satisfied. But the middle position, when the war is being conducted, that is the difficult period. And there, the co-workers like us, not I am alone, but there are so many who are also making progress in circumstance, favorable, unfavorable, whatever be there, making progress. That period of our fighting period is the middle stage. And the companions, they are very, very important. Some may disappear from the field, but there is another to encourage me in this way. In this journey, you can see that there many stalwarts are falling. Oh, that may discourage us. There's such a big figure, they are going away, falling in the middle path. That may be discouraging. But there are others still in the midst of the unfavorable circumstances, making progress bravely, unflinching faith. That will help us. And to stick to the last, that is difficult and that is important and that is valuable. How much faith we have got, it is the test comes and says. So nothing comes in vain. Everything what happens, we have to take in that way. So many stalwarts, like Bhishma, Drona, they will fall flat in the battlefield. Still we have to go on. We have to go on. Karmanni Vahadikarasthi Mahapalishukalaya. We are out to fight, to finish. We must achieve our end of life. That sort of calmness we can imbibe from the character of the devotees, and the shastras will also come to our advice. But devotees are very, very important. And the lasting faith, not flickering faith. Oh, I tried, I attempted for some time, but I did not find that any tangible result, fruit from it, so I left it. It seemed to me very, very big. In the beginning, when I began, I thought it is something tangible we will get in no time, but it is not so. It is not so. It is uncertain. We are giving so much energy for the cause, but still desirable result is not achieved. And previous tendencies, they also draw from the backside. In this way we find that many stalwarts are falling. But still we have to go on in this journey. And those that are standing and engaged deeply, and we shall have to accept our courage from them and to go on. Sometimes in the beginning, though it is told hundreds of times, it is infinite, but still we take in the conception of finite. In the terms of finite, we are accustomed to think anything and everything. In terms of finite, we are accustomed to think anything. So what is both? Though it is still, it is infinite, it is Vaikuntha, in known limits, all these things we hear, but still we come to grasp the proper meaning. But when making practical progress, then many things come to our knowledge, new things. Vibhudhudhāram bandhugāṁ. Those that have come, the students. Students are a necessary part of the professor, of the position of a professor. The professor, when he gets students, he thinks his life is being successful. Otherwise, that is vague, that is not coming to practical utility. So relative position. Students are the necessary part for disciples. They also help the Acharya from outside. But from the standpoint of Krishna's will, that is another thing. He is conscious of both sides, and but one who knows his inner motive, they do not feel discharged and nitya-siddha. But outwardly it is so. In a long way journey, if we get some companion, we will get relief, and the trouble of the journey is minimized in many, in much extent. Vasayantaschamang nityam matkita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantaschamang nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Matkita madgata prana. Matkita, their attention in me. Madgata prana, their energy is also spent for my call. Prana. Matkita madgata prana. Bodhayanta parasparam. By mutual help, like Napoleonic chair. Napoleonic chair. Marshy land, this was arranged in a circle, and everyone asked to take seat, one in the lap of another. So by mutual help, bodhayanta parasparam, he is asking questions, he is giving him engagement, and he is also getting engagement. This, when he is asking questions, that is also giving some energy. And when answering, that is also energizing. Bodhayanta parasparam. kind of equal standard, they are changing their thought. Bodhayanta parasparam, kathayanta shivang nittam. And thereby some sort of blissfulness is generated by kirtan, by bodhayanta parasparam, by mutual understanding, discussion, some sort of nectar arises, and that feeds the devotees. We have to take like that. Bodhayanta parasparam. He is also telling something about me. He is also answering, and some nectar as if within from that transaction, from the discussion, and if he is both the parties. Kathayantvasti mangitam dushyanti ca ramanti ca. The satisfaction is generated from that mutual transaction, and it comes up to ramanti ca. To the quality of the wholesale transaction, it rises up to that standard, ramantika. And again, further installment of light and advice are given to them, and they take a new course. Promoted into that sort of suicidal squad or some squad that are eligible for every type of fighting. A group of soldiers that can fight in the land, in the water, in the sky, or this particular group. Or any form of fighting, any form of service, particular group, I direct them to that section. Eramam upajantite. Upajantite, unconditional service. Any service demanded, they are ready for that. Any service. To sacrifice their life for any form of service, upajantite, a peculiar group, it is in Vrindavan. Upajantite, I asked Swami Maharaj that after ramanti, then this upajanti again, buddhi yoga. I took it into that. What more can be, or this is the only alternative, he told here. Upajantite. Upajanti means kamarupa, two kinds of servitors. Rupa Goswami has mentioned. Sambandharupa, kamarupa. Sambandharupa according to their relative position, fixed relative position. Vatsabhila, Sokho, Dasya, Madhura, fixed position, they cooperate. And kamarupa for any purpose. They can come to serve the necessity that comes to demand for any purpose they are ready. That is upajanti, kamarupa. Whatever desire comes to them from the outside, they are ready to satisfy. All sorts of, as I told, there a group of army soldiers that got trained to do any service in the war. Not only fixed in the navy or air or land or any particular division of fight. All sorts, everything. That is Kamarupa group. And that is Upajantite. They have got such instruction that they enter into to earn that capacity in the service of the Supreme. As Krishna is ready to cooperate with this servitor in any position, even Swayindri, that is in Mathura, that women, Kubja. He's giving chance to Kubja also of his higher service. This is what anything he's prepared. And so the other side also prepared in that way. It is very, very abstruse and difficult and of higher construction. This Kama Rupa and the Sambandha Rupa, two divisions of all utility, all position of service, and then the Sambandha Rupa, they have got particular ways of service. They are trained for particular type of services. Ishami Vam Gambhartam Mahamagyana Jamutava Nasayam Atmabhavastu Khyana Dhiti Nubhavasvata. I was so much indebted that whenever they find any difficulty in their separation, I can't stand, I at once go to cooperate with them in accepting my service. The most intense demand we feel from them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. In examination hall, so many of us we take seat to be to answer the questions. But as a result, many come back unsuccessful. But we have to not take care of such. We shall try to keep company with the successful candidates. And that should be our points of our mark. With the help of them, we shall go further up. Elimination, selection and elimination. Selection and elimination. Progress means that. And no end of any progress. We shall collect courage to that extent. So everywhere, in whatever direction we shall go, we shall find both some section of successful candidates, some unsuccessful. But we shall avoid unsuccessful. Who was brilliant in the primary classes. But when coming in progress, we find that they are proved dull, they are not passing the test. And there are many who was not very successful in the primary classes, but when higher education, they are flourishing. It is also possible. So we must not be discouraged and disappointment hearing that so many stalwarts are falling, going away, once respected, and now they are leaving the whole section and going away to different direction. May not discourage us. We must try to fill the soil proper. Soil proper. We must have some sincere acquaintance with the soil where we are moving. Though unintelligible to the fullest extent, but still we must have some energy to spare for that. Where we are, what we want. As we are going, more deeper feeling about the pain, about the object of our achievement. We must have study, deep study, not superficial, not showing by the captured by the outer charm of things, but the reality we must try to feel and find and trust. And find that to be our friend. through Lava. Not only we get liberation, which is from the undesirable forces around us, mukti, moksha lakshya akrit, we can undermine the position of a liberated soul who has got no reaction, who has got no future apprehension, free from that anxiety. But still, as an association with the positive thing is more difficult. Sudur lava, moksha lakshya akrit, sudur lava. As I told, that to get passport is not to get visa. After getting passport, to acquire visa, more trouble to undergo, to get a visa. Moksha lakshya akrit, we are released by our reactionary brain. Still, we may not have entrance into the higher plane. That is something else. That is something else. That is the qualification which is hardly found in anyone. He wants to give himself wholly for the other plane of life. He has no motive to bring anything for the plane where he was living so long. That is another thing. When he will be appointed to be a preacher, as an agent to relief work here, that is another. From there, the direction from that plane, for interest of that plane, and not anything, any attachment that I shall come here and do something, some good to the people. Also, I shall give myself to the disposal of the higher plane, and if I shall not be eager to become an acharya, that is nama parad, a kind of nama parad, which is astradhani namulam, a motive behind that will that I shall get some position in this sphere, some sort of attachment, that is Yaki Goswami and this Acharya as a treasury. If I want to get appointment from there, then I shall come for their interest. I am only entering there for the interest of that land. That should be pure and perfect. Then sudur lava. Not only getting passport, we can hope to enter easily into that higher plane. Sudur lava. Then if we can enter, we shall feel sandhananda visheshatma. Yes, the very plane itself is very happy. Full of independent spirit, or suddenly I desire to enter this country, getting past visa, and yes, really, it is like that. I feel I am breathing in a higher atmosphere than I was in my native, in the old soil. And Sri Krishna Kurishunisha. And then